What jars do you have?
Invest, save, spend, and donate.
How about if I just save? What happens to my money?
It's just going to stay in the same place. You're not going to use it on anything.
Okay, so the option that we have is to invest.
Yes.
Invest your money. Welcome to the Real Estate Investor Show. This is a Minnesota special edition. I have a little guest with me today. This is my son, Lorenzo. Say hi.
Hi.
We were having a conversation about money, and we had an idea to record it, that conversation, because it took so many turns. So we're going to bring you in on our conversation about money, because we want to normalize that. So, Lorenzo.
Yes?
He is an 8-year-old, but he's a 75-year-old soul. Is that right?
Yes.
That's correct. So let's talk about the difference between being wealthy and rich, right? Because it's different. So how do we know somebody's wealthy or somebody's rich? What do they do?
So rich people spend on expensive things.
Like what?
Like golden things, feasts, things that are expensive but don't help them that much. Wealthy people have houses, hotels, and eat every month they get rent.
Every month they get rent. Mm. So let's say a purse, right? A very expensive purse with like a golden little thing dingling there. Is that an asset or is that a liability?
Liability.
Is that a liability? And how do I know that a house that brings me rent every month is an asset? What does the tenant do?
It protects you from things.
So let's think about this, right? Every single month, what did the tenant give to the landlord?
Rent.
And do I need to be working on those houses or every single month the rent comes in?
Every single month the rent comes in.
That comes in, right? And that's a cash flow. Mm-hmm. So that comes in. Let's talk about your jars. What jars do you have?
Invest, save, spend, and donate.
And donate. Let's talk about the save part, right? Mm-hmm. Some people like to save, and it's important to save. But how about if I just save? What happens to my money?
It's just going to stay in the same place. You're not going to use it on anything.
Okay, so the option that we have is to invest, right?
Yes.
Invest your money.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED lights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
And another day, we were talking about getting a vending machine. How can I make money with a vending machine?
Because, like, say if there was a vending machine, it costs 50 cents.
To buy the snack?
Yeah.
Okay. And how much did I sell the snack for?
$1.
And then how much do I make?
50 cents. Because 50 cents plus 50 cents equals a dollar.
Gotcha. So let's say I get the money that is in your jar, and then I buy this vending machine, and then I buy the snacks. right? Yeah. And then what do you do with the money that you make with this vending machine? Do you buy candy?
Yeah, basically you just buy whatever you want.
Ooh. But would you also reinvest that money to buy more vending machines? What are your thoughts? Or would you buy everything in candy?
Reinvest.
In some candy.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Maybe a little.
A little bit on candy and reinvest the vending mm-hmm. machine, right? And then we were talking about the difference between a vending machine and a lemonade stand. Because lemonade stand, you need to be there to sell it, right?
Yeah.
But then you said to me, well, I can have several lemonade stands. So what was your idea? What do you do? How are you going to chop yourself into several people?
You got to hire 6 more people.
Mm.
And then they can do the work from the other lemonade stands and you can make more money.
Mm.
With all the 7 lemonade stands.
And then with the vending machine, do you need to be there?
No, you just pay it and you get money.
You get the money. But then every single month, you got to go there making sure that the snacks are there and then you can collect the money.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And then you said to me, you're not sure if you want to go to college or not, which is totally fine. But you said that, do you want to be an employee or do you want to be a business owner? Which one do you want to be?
Business owner.
Why is that?
Because you get more money.
What type of business are you thinking?
An gnocchi business that you can pick desserts, and they have a breakfast and lunch menus.
Ooh, so it's a gnocchi restaurant.
Yes.
Gnocchi for breakfast. All right. So the gnocchi place, right? That you've been talking about this gnocchi place for a long time, right? But you're going to be the cook?
Yes.
You are.
I think I will.
You will. But who's going to be serving the food? Who's going to be taking the orders? Who's going to be doing the cleaning? Who's going to be buying the ingredients?
I'm just going to have to keep hiring and hiring.
And who's going to manage the people?
Me.
You're the owner.
Mm-hmm.
And do you think you're going to manage the people and then cook? You're going to have all that time?
No.
So which one are you going to choose?
Manage.
You're going to manage the people?
Yep.
And then when they're doing the stuff there, you're mm-hmm. doing something else?
I think, yeah.
And maybe planning a second restaurant?
Yeah.
Or hanging out at the beach? Or yeah, doing other things?
Yeah, getting a vacation.
Getting a vacation for all this hard work?
Yep.
Nice.
Even though I didn't do it.
Well, you didn't do it, right? But do you need to do it?
Mm-hmm.
Do you need to be cooking? Do you need to be ordering the food and the menu? Or do you need to really be managing the people?
I need to be really managing the people.
So you can really save a lot of time doing that. All right, Bright Mind. Here we go. We're going to do all of that.
Yes.
And we're going to come back and see a couple of years down the road how we're doing.
Yeah.
All right. Say goodbye to everybody.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening.
If you enjoyed this podcast and want to receive updates on our next interviews, go to our website, therealestateinvestor.com. There, you can subscribe to our show, become part of our investor community, and get updates on upcoming episodes.
If you like our show, please share with other women who would benefit. And don't forget to leave us a rating on iTunes. We'd really appreciate it. And as always, we encourage you to take one action as a result of today's show and put it into motion so you can live both a financially free and balanced life. Thanks for spending time with us.
Ciao.